Hello, welcome to another episode of Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Melina June-Pierre, and I'm so happy to have you tuning in today. We're going to get started with our breathing exercise, and you know why we do it. We do it so that we can feel our presence here and recognize God for the breath, His breath, that is flowing through our body. Let's go. In through the nose. Hold it. And gently out. One more time. Take a deep breath in. And slowly release it. Gonna take one more deep breath, maybe add a little stretch into it. If you can stand up, stand and take it one more time. And breathe out. Wonderful. You are here. Maybe do a little stretch and crack your back if you've been sitting down for a long period of time. You know, if you just got up, stretch, 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 and get alert, get alert. I'm so happy to have you tuning into Pockets of Hope today. And today's message for you is one that is very near and dear to my heart because it is something that I am going through. And the more I do these podcast episodes, the more the Lord allows me to reveal of myself to let you know that you are not alone and we're all going through. And today, I just wanted to share that even with starting this podcast, I struggled with the idea that God would use me. I know. We all go through something called imposter syndrome where we just feel we're not right for the job. This call, this mission, this ministry, whatever it is, we're just not good enough. Lord, how could you choose us? And, you know, I've been praying that the Lord would allow me to see myself the way that He sees me, or continue to show me glimpses of who He's called me to be. And I pray that prayer for you daily, that the Lord would allow us to see ourselves the way that He wants us to be. And in answering our call to the Lord, we have to know that God did not make any mistakes, and He is going to perfect the things that are within us. And in fact, sometimes the very thing that we struggle with is what the Lord wants us to use within ourselves. Our self-consciousness, our insecurities, our fears, those very things that we overcome daily. The fact that we push past those fears is that we overcome them. You know, we overcome these things. You know, sometimes we think, okay, Lord, I can't handle this anymore. I can't deal with a certain challenge. But yet every day we go forth and we deal with the challenge. We might not feel like we're dealing with it, but we're dealing with it. We are doing it. We are accomplishing it every single day. And so my message to you this morning is to keep the faith. You are here and you are working. God is using you. So answer the call today. I heard a message that really touched my heart. The preacher was Pastor Holly Furtick, and it was this one verse, this one phrase she said. She said, maybe God is calling you to do the very thing that you are doing, but just with a different attitude. So my prayer today is that the Lord will show us where we need to make the adjustments, because we are doing the things that we say that we can't do. Ladies, many of us are handling the home. We think that we are failing as mothers, But yet, our children are well taken care of. They are healthy. They're doing well. We're going to work. Some of us go into school. Some of us have businesses or go into the job, and we're doing well on the job, but yet we feel so insecure and inferior. We think that we're not doing as good as somebody else, or what we see on social media. We feel as if we're not on par with anyone. But yet here it is, you're doing it. You are doing it. You're taking care of your children. You're feeding them. You're taking care of your husband. You're nurturing your family. You're doing well on your job or in your business. You are actually doing it. It's just that our attitude, the way that our perspective on everything, the way that we think we should be doing it, is not how we're doing it. And so we think there has to be something else. No, you're doing it. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to do. Just ask the Lord to shift your ideas, shift your perspective, shift the way that you treat yourself as you do what you are called to do. You know, I had an experience just recently. I took my children to the doctor for their checkups, and they were all on point. They're doing well, bless the Lord, healthy. However, they missed some vaccines, and you know, the nurses weren't too hard on me about that because I wasn't sure about what to do with the pandemic. I didn't know if I should go into the hospitals. I felt, you know, people with COVID need more attention than my children right now. So I held it off. And the nurses was like, you know, a lot of parents didn't come because they weren't sure what to do. But your children are okay. They got their vaccines and they went on with their jolly lives. And for a moment, while I was in that doctor's office, I was beating myself up. I was like, oh my God, they're gonna say that I'm such a terrible mother. And I really am, because I'm out here doing everything and I can't bring my kids in. But really and truly, the children are healthy. They were fine even without the vaccines. They were on point with their growth. They have no, you know, issues. So I was able to do that. And so right then and there, I shifted my attitude towards myself and how for missing or doing the vaccines that they got that in that moment. So that's how we have to shift our perspective. Do what you can do, because God honors you. He wants you to know that you're doing a good job. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself, because He's not given up on you. So sometimes when you think, oh my God, I'm so terrible, God is saying, very good, because it could have been worse. You could have done worse. You didn't just sit there and not do it. You did it bad. You did it bad, but you did it anyways. And that is good enough for God. The scripture that I want to read into your hearing is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 7, 8, 9, and 10, and even 11 to your hearing. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, maketh you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We have a God of all grace, and He is here, and He wants to perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. And that right there, my brothers and sisters, is a blessing. He has grace for all of us. And so He's called us to cast our cares upon Him. because he cares for us. God bless you today. I pray that you would find hope in these words, that it is not too late. Your calling is one that is sure. It's okay to answer him right here and right now. God bless you and God keep you until next time.